Hello everyone, and welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. Today I'll be talking about hair, and this is such an exciting topic because I've had two very different experiences growing up in Nigeria and now living in America. Growing up in Nigeria, all through elementary and high school, we got to change our hairstyles every single week. This was not expensive, it was easy. You know, they wanted us to look uniform, and so they would ask us to braid our hair in a certain pattern every week. And honestly, it wasn't a bother because it wasn't expensive. When I moved to college, this tradition of, you know, spotting a different hairstyle every couple of weeks continued. So girls would put in weaves, they would put in hair extensions, or they would braid their hair in a certain way, you know, or even spot their natural hair in different styles and cuts, and it looked really beautiful. It was an expression of fashion. It wasn't really expensive to change your hairstyle, you know, as often as you wanted. There was a stylist on virtually every street, and you could do these things without breaking the bank. When I moved to America, the first thing I realized was that it was so expensive to get my hair braided. So in my case, I found a stylist that could braid my hair, but I had to drive 2 hours in one direction to go get my hair braided and 2 hours back without traffic. Now, because it cost me so much and because it took so much of my time, I ended up, you know, wearing a single hairstyle for longer than I would usually wear it. This became too expensive and too time consuming. I decided to watch YouTube and figure out ways to take care of my hair and still, you know, be able to change my look as much as I wanted to. And so I bought a wig. So I pretty much had to figure out what kind of wigs work best with my face. And it was, you know, it was a learning curve. So, hey, I apologize to everyone who had to put up with my learning. But hey, these are the things I had to do because I moved to America and it became really expensive to change my look the way that I would love to. One of the things that I started doing was I started wearing my natural hair more. And so I stopped perming my hair. So what a perm is you take a chemical, you know, called a hair relaxer, and you put that in your hair to straighten out the curls and so make your hair straight, right? When I moved to America, I stopped doing this because I realized that, you know, I got a lot of dry scalp, split ends, burns, and I read a little bit more. In fact, let me share this with you. So I read an article released by the American Journal of Epidemiology. And basically, in this article, they highlighted a study where they looked at 23,000 African American women, and then they showed that women who used hair relaxing products were more likely to get fibroids. So this is something to keep in mind, right, when you're thinking about getting a perm or not. I watched a lot of YouTube, and I learned how to manage my natural hair better. The natural hair is great, but if you have like my kind of texture, it took me a while to figure out what kind of products work best for me. So it was expensive in the beginning when I did not know what kind of product to use, but now that I do, it's less expensive basically because now I know what to buy. But the truth is, figuring out what kind of products, there are not a lot of products out there first. So learning what kind of products to use for your natural hair might be a pain in the beginning, but once you figure that out, you know, you'll be better off for it. So these days I wear my natural hair sometimes. I still like to change my look, so I still get weaves on, and I still get sometimes I wear wigs, but by far, I love my natural hair best. So I'll be talking to a friend of mine who has a similar experience as I do, and we're going to hear from her and learn what her experience has been moving from Nigeria to America and the kind of things that she's had to do, you know, to adapt here. So thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you later.
Do you know that you can support this podcast with a small monthly contribution as little as $1 every month? If you'd like to do so, please visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. Thank you.